Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The latest golf apparel, golf balls, bags, and more. So come by today for your complete custom fitting. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Hi, folks. Bob Burkham for Sunrise Chevy. You know Sunrise has the best selection, price, and has financing for everyone. But did you know you can bring your vehicle to Sunrise's award-winning, state-of-the-art, certified service department no matter where you bought it? Maintenance, engine, transmission, brakes, or tires. Bring it to Sunrise. Need body work? Tell your insurance agent you want to bring it to Sunrise. Schedule an appointment at sunrisememphis.com. Find new roads to Collierville. Check out the all-new Sunrise Truck Corral. Huge selection of nothing but trucks. All makes, all models, all prices, all trucks, all the time. Next to Sunrise Wolf Chase.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the place to go for all of your computer needs is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. By now, you should be very familiar with Lee and Lauren Cooper. They've been with the Gary Parrish Show since day one for more than 11 years now. And the entire time, they've been selling all types of computers and repairing all types of computers for people throughout our city. High-end machines, low-end machines, middle-of-the-road machines, desktops, notebook, tablets, big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. Whatever you need, Cooper Systems either has it, or they can get it, or they can build it for you. And yes, they also handle computer repair, data recovery, power supply issues, USB port issues, cracked screens, virus removal. They can handle it all. And if you have viruses because you've been Googling stuff you shouldn't Google, it's cool. Cooper Systems isn't here to judge you or your search engine. They're just here to get your machine back up and running smoothly. So for all of your computer needs, you know where to go. It's Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 901-360-9679, on the web, coopersystems.com.
At Kroger, everything we sell is guaranteed fresher than fresh because our associates constantly check to make sure everything is at the peak of freshness. That means peeking at the peaches, spying on the steaks, and delving deep into the dairy department. So everything we sell is guaranteed fresh, or we'll make it right. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the buy five or more, save $1 each sale. Just buy five or more participating items and save a dollar each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Can you take care of the windows? Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations, yes, could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones standing guard, for the eagle-eyed, for the knights in shining armor, and for all those who support them, we are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com/safety, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
I'm here. My name's Gary Parrish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle, producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day best you can. Eliminate the Sacramento Kings from playoff contention and then rest, because that's the plan tonight. Eliminate the Sacramento Kings from playoff contention and then rest. Grizzlies, Kings, inside FedEx Forum tonight, tip-off 7 o'clock. You'll be able to listen right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I'll get you ready for it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 420, Ryan Hollins. He's a 10-year veteran of the NBA, who concluded his playing career with the Memphis Grizzlies. These days, he's a basketball analyst covering college hoops and the NBA. He's going to join me in the next segment. Ryan Hollins is going to be here at 420. When I finish that, I'm going to take a break, come back, do four notable stories, 444, at which point I'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, the CDC made it official today. Take your mask off. If you got your shots, take your mask off. Indoors, outdoors. It's unbelievable news. Terrific news. It suggests that capacity should go up in stadiums and arenas, ballparks all over this country very, very soon. I even recommended that the Grizzlies should require proof of vaccination for games next week. Put 18,000 people in that place to greet Steph Curry, if Steph Curry is lucky enough to come to FedEx Forum. You can imagine how that went over on Facebook with the dum-dums. We'll get into it around 4:44. NFL schedule release was last night. The highlight, Tom Brady going back to Gillette Stadium. Be week four. Tickets are already off the charts. It is likely to be the highest-priced ticket for a non-Super Bowl in the history of the NFL. That's what I read today. We'll get into that a little later on this hour. John Calipari, you remember him? Used to coach here at Memphis.
Yep.
Now he's the coach at Kentucky. Got him a five-star point guard last night. Ty Washington, I'll tell you about that. Just before 5 o'clock, and there's an interesting E60 on tonight. 7 o'clock, one-hour special about a former Memphis Redbird. Big Bet Bennett, do you know this story?
No.
There is a former Memphis Redbird. His name's Drew Robinson. And he was drafted in the fourth round back in 2013, actually made it to the major leagues, and ended up playing here at AutoZone Park. Found himself out of baseball last year, shot himself, tried to take his own life.
I have seen this story, yep.
Now he's back. He survived it, but lost an eye. Now he's back playing AAA baseball with one eye after surviving a suicide attempt. He homered earlier this week. It is an incredible story. It should make for an incredible hour of television tonight. We'll talk more about it during four notable stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Coggins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I did want to start with the Memphis Grizzlies because we have some clarity to how the rest of this season will unfold since I last talked to you 22 hours ago. Allow me to walk you through what you need to know. First things first, the Spurs lost last night.
That's good.
In Brooklyn, 128-116. So now San Antonio is 33-36 with three games left to play. That means the best the Spurs can do is get to 36 wins. The Warriors already have 37. The Grizzlies already have 36. And a tiebreaker over the Spurs, which means the Spurs can now finish no better than 10th in the West, and the Grizzlies can now finish no worse than 9th in the West. Again, everything's starting to take shape as we enter the final few days of this regular season. The Lakers can now finish no worse than 7th after they won last night. So the Grizzlies and Warriors will finish 8th and 9th in some order in the West. That's just what we're trying to figure out. Is it going to be Grizz 8, Warriors 9, or Warriors 8, Grizz 9? But the Grizzlies and Warriors are going to finish 8th and 9th in the West in some order. And with one more San Antonio win or one more Sacramento loss, the Spurs will secure 10th in the West. So that's where we're at heading into tonight's game. Grizz Kings inside FedEx Forum. You'll be pleased to know the Kings will be way shorthanded. De'Aaron Fox is out because of health and safety protocols. Tyrese Halliburton, fabulous rookie, he's out with a knee injury. Robert Woodard is out with a back issue. Meantime, Harrison Barnes, Marvin Bagley, both listed as doubtful. So the Kings will definitely be without two of their top six scorers, and they're likely to be without four of their top six. As a result, the Grizzlies are listed as 8-point favorites. The total is 228.5. Pre-game with Jessica Benson, 6:30. Tip with Eric Hasselton, 7 o'clock. You'll be able to listen to it, all of it, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Big Bet Bennett,
yes.
Tonight's a big night. If the Grizz win, they're going to clinch their first winning record since 2017.
Okay.
They'll pull even with Golden State in the Western Conference standings, and they'll be able to rest whomever they want to rest tomorrow night against the Kings before traveling to San Francisco to play the Warriors on Sunday. Get it done. You fired up?
I'm very fired up. Yeah, I'm a little nervous that Sacramento's shorthanded, I'll be honest.
What makes you nervous about a bad team missing most of its good players?
I watched the Grizzlies play down to their competition many a time this season. Like, I just go in there pretending that you're playing a good team.
The last thing that concerns me is a bad team having to play without most of its good players. Bring that team into FedEx Forum every day of the week.
All right.
Not worried about that team.
Okay. Listen, all I will say is Kings plus 8, that stands out.
Big Bet Bennett?
That stands out.
Big Bet Bennett, you're going to take the Kings with the points.
What about Pelicans plus 9 the other night?
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand where you're coming from. I just,
the Grizzlies going to win tonight. Don't get it twisted. Grizzlies winning tonight.
I didn't think this would be the day you betray our local NBA franchise.
I'm not betraying.
I said when
I saw that number, my eyes kind of popped open a little bit.
I don't think you trust our franchise.
There's trust issues, yeah.
You have trust issues with the Grizzlies?
There's trust issues, yeah. I think it was after the Detroit Pistons game when I started having really bad trust issues.
In fairness to you, it's totally reasonable to have trust issues with the Grizzlies, but I do think they'll get it done tonight because the stakes are they're not super high. Like you could lose tonight and then win tomorrow and you're in the exact same spot.
Right, but why do that?
Get
it done.
Taylor Jenkins, gather everybody around and say, who wants a night off tomorrow night?
Yeah, go get a win.
Then win this one. Win this one, and you don't have to put a uniform on tomorrow if you don't want to. Win this one and come in street clothes and stay in street clothes. That's a real motivating factor.
I agree, yeah.
Like, hey, if you don't want to play tomorrow night, play well tonight. Knock this out. We'll rest tomorrow. Justice, you'll get to be the starting point guard. Killian Tilly, you can start wherever you want to start. We don't care. John Conchar, you want to play 38 minutes? Fine with me.
Let's go.
Ja, you sit down. Jaren, you sit down. Jonas, rest your back. And we'll get ready to get on a flight, go to San Francisco, beat the Warriors on the road to secure eighth place. There's real motivation to win tonight. Hopefully they'll take care of it. I have had some people ask why, if a win tonight will merely pull the Grizzlies into a tie with the Warriors, why would tomorrow night's game against the Kings not matter? We've gone over it. But for those folks who might still be confused, and I acknowledge it could be confusing, let me explain it one more time. The Grizzlies and Warriors have already played twice this season. Golden State won the first game, 116-103. Memphis won the second game, 111-103. So whichever team wins Sunday's game between the Grizzlies and Warriors will own a tiebreaker over the other. So if the Grizzlies win tonight and tomorrow night, they would enter Sunday with 38 wins. The Warriors will enter Sunday with fewer than 37 wins because they already have 37. So if the Warriors were to win Sunday, even if they lose tomorrow night to New Orleans, they'd still have 38 wins and a tiebreaker over the Grizzlies. So they'd finish eighth. At this point, here's all you need to know. The only thing that could make Sunday's game not be for the right to play in the 7-8 game would be if the Grizzlies lost to the Kings tonight and tomorrow night while the Warriors beat the Pelicans tomorrow night. In that case, the Warriors would enter Sunday with 38 wins. The Grizzlies would still only have 36, wouldn't be able to catch them. So the Grizz would then be settled into 9, and the Warriors would be settled into 8 no matter what happened on Sunday. So the Grizzlies do need to win one of these Kings games, but only one of them, to ensure Sunday's showdown is actually a showdown. And the plan, again, is to go ahead, knock it out tonight, rest everybody tomorrow night, and be ready to go Sunday afternoon in San Francisco. And yes, it will be Sunday afternoon. That was confirmed today by the NBA. Grizz Warriors going to tip 2:30 Central it'll be on ESPN.
I'm cool with that. I mean, it's a little tough on the Grizzlies, but again, you take care of business, you can rest anyways tomorrow night, so it doesn't matter. Like, it's fine. I kind of like an afternoon Sunday game. I can get home a little early.
You will have to travel if you're the Grizzlies. The Warriors will be home, but in theory, you could be better rested than the Warriors.
Right.
Because they're going to play their players on Friday night.
Yes.
They're playing. Steph's playing tomorrow night.
For sure. They need to.
Draymond's playing tomorrow night. If the Grizzlies win tonight, they don't have to play their starters tomorrow night because it does not matter. So, yes, you have to travel. That's not ideal. But you'll have one extra day of rest over your opponent on Sunday, again, provided things go well tonight. And from my perspective, and that's mostly all I care about is my perspective, this actually works out perfectly. Tee time, 10:30, 6 a.m. Listen to Mets Rays on the back nine. Marcus Stroman gets the start. Grizz Warriors, 2:30. I'm done with 18 holes by then.
Mm-hmm.
Grizz Warriors game over around 5. Steaks on the grill. Cardinals Padres Sunday Night Baseball at 6. Episode 5, Mayor of Easttown at 9. Sunday shaping up to be nice.
It's a nice Sunday. Sounds like a really nice Sunday.
Sunday is shaping up to be nice.
Yeah, for sure.
What's the weather look like, Big Bet Bennett?
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be good.
Let's look at that real quick.
I'm sure the weather's going to be good on Sunday for you.
Ooh, Sunday, high of 82. Nothing but sunshine in the air.
There we go.
I mean, a few clouds, but I don't mind a few clouds.
Nah,
in fact, I prefer I prefer a few clouds.
I like a few clouds.
Don't want any rain, and there's no evidence that we're going to have rain on Sunday, according to my iPhone at this moment. So, Sunday shaping up to be great. Looking forward to that. But back to tonight. Grizz Kings. I ran you through the Kings injury report. The Grizzlies is much cleaner. Grayson Allen, Sean McDermott out. Jonas Valanciunas questionable with back soreness. Everybody else should be good to go. So now they just have to be good when they go. Play hard. Play well. Make shots. Record a victory. And then it's on to the next one.
Yep.
I'll talk more about it with Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock. When we come back, I'll be joined by 10-year NBA veteran who finished his career with the Memphis Grizzlies, Ryan Hollins, will join me next. You're listening. Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Old Dominic's 150-year-old story is back and ready to be shared. Join the team at Old Dominic for distillery tours and tastings at their craft distillery, located at 305 South Front Street in the heart of downtown Memphis. The only distillery tour in Memphis. The Old Dominic Distillery Tour is a 45-minute sensory journey that begins with the history of Old Dominic whiskey and founder Domenico Canali, an up-close view of the extensive grain-to-glass craft distilling facility, and ends with a curated tasting of Old Dominic's portfolio of spirits. Visit olddominic.com for tour availability. Can't make it downtown for a tour? Ask your favorite Memphis spirit shop where you can find Old Dominic on shelves. Share a sip of pure Memphis with hometown brand Old Dominic.
Wood, we love it. Unfortunately, so do termites. When's the last time you had your home checked? For all you know, the only thing keeping your house together is a bunch of termites holding hands. Call Allied Termite and Pest today, 901-754-0454.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and Starting Stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Hey, will you take care of the windows? Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC service technicians, and installers. Make up to $55 an hour with full health benefits, paid time off, 401k, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people, and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
Are you shopping for a new watch, an engagement ring, any kind of jewelry at all? What's up, Memphis? This is Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Grizzlies, encouraging you all to shop where I shop, Platinum Jewelers here in Memphis. Platinum Jewelers has a big selection of earrings, stockable rings, luxury watches, necklaces, bracelets, really whatever you need. They do custom jewelry and have two locations in the area. One is 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis. The other is 9387 Poplar next to Fresh Market in Germantown. So if you need anything jewelry related, go to my spot, Platinum Jewelers.
Are you ready to earn extra income and start living again? Plan a vacation, pay off your car note, finish those house repairs, join the Marcos Pizza delivery team. We pay the highest in total compensation for delivery drivers and receive a $100 bonus after working 100 hours. Take home cash nightly, full or part-time with flexible hours. We're handing out earned stimulus checks twice a month. Apply in person at any Mid-South area Marcos Pizza, including North Mississippi, or online at marcos.com.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're now offering $1,000 off our Wavelight laser if you're treated in May. That's $500 off per eye. Go to LASIK.com to see this offer and see if LASIK is right for you. Plus, LASIK has never been more convenient. The procedure typically only takes 15 minutes, and most patients can get back to work the next day. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience, all more affordable than you might imagine, especially with $1,000 off, $500 off per eye. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. Must mention this promotion and be treated in May of 2021 to qualify. $1,000 off for both eyes on standard Wavelight price, $500 off for one eye. Cannot be combined with any other offers. See details at LASIK.com.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Folding Shorts. Yeah. Goes last long. It's TP goals, yeah. Charmin's got six rolls in one. Lasts forever on my buns. Only Super Mega when I'm cleaning. Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin's Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
With 24/7 customer service and guaranteed repairs, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this stressful meditation guide.
Take a deep breath. Focus on all the things you have to do. Did someone make the vet appointment yet? You don't know? That feels like something you should know.
Switch to Progressive today.
You are a mess.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Repairs through Progressive Network. Shops guaranteed for as long as you own or lease your car.
We remain in the middle of a global pandemic, so it's possible you don't want a lot of people in your home for showings. With Josh Hysaw, it's not a problem. He sold Tracy's home in Cordova virtually in just 2 days without anybody ever visiting the home. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysaw. You let your story be the next one. Anybody can sell your home in this market. That's easy, but only Josh Hysaw can get you all of the money you deserve. So if you want an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy, somebody who can expose your home to the most buyers and negotiate for the most money possible, if that's what you want, then you need to get in touch with Josh Hysaw, the Josh Hysaw team of Keller Williams Realty. That's the real estate agent for you. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire him with no obligation, no questions asked. You can even do it by text message. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. His name's Josh Hysaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 901-461-8147. 461-8147. On the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh. Go to joshhysaw.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live your life right. People really know you push your buttons like tight.
The CDC announced earlier today that if you are vaccinated, you are free to gather with other vaccinated people, indoors, outdoors, masks, because they don't care anymore. Time to move on. What could that mean for the Grizzlies? We'll get into that in the next segment. Jeff Coggs will be here a little after 5 o'clock, but right now, he is a UCLA icon who helped end the University of Memphis' quest to go to a Final Four back in 2006 in the Elite Eight when he helped the Bruins defeat the Tigers. Then he went on to a 10-year NBA career, concluded it right here with the Memphis Grizzlies. It's Ryan Hollins making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview, presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, using food and wine to create memorable times.
Big fellas, GP, what's up with it?
GP, what's going on, brother? Been a minute, man.
It's been a minute. I miss doing Zoom television with you up until we got to the Final Four in Minneapolis. How you been over the past month?
Doing good, man. Just hanging, watching some good basketball. I'm definitely missing my college, but NBA, it's about that time to start heating up, man.
It is heating up. People are obviously surprised here in Memphis. We'll get to that in a second. I want to start, though, last night. James Harden made his return to the Brooklyn Nets. What'd you make of the way he looked after a little bit of a layoff?
I don't think there's a huge cause for concern there. You know, James has had hamstring problems in the past, and I think it's just instrumental. You know, I expected him to be out the remainder of the season, but, you know, you have a star like James Harden, just get any minutes and getting back on the floor is key and very optimistic because, GP, I'm going to be honest, he's the key to the Nets. He's the difference. He's the most equipped to facilitate the basketball. And I know you can say, well, James Harden isn't the most clutchest player, but I know he's going to make the right play down the stretch. And you got two clutch players in Kyrie, who's hit arguably one of the biggest shots in NBA Finals history, and Kevin Durant also. So if James Harden's healthy, I just believe that he's the key, because the last thing I want to do, no disrespect to Kevin Durant, but he's arguably the greatest scorer in history. Not the greatest facilitator, not the greatest point guard, not the greatest, you know, playmaker, greatest scorer. So he needs somebody getting him the basketball, and that's going to be James Harden's job.
Obviously, when those three guys, Kevin, Kyrie, and James, are healthy and operating well, they are a load to deal with on the offensive end of the court. They are historically great offensively, but they don't guard. So as somebody who played in that league and follows that league closely, is it possible, you tell me, for them to, say, outscore people 135 to 130 and win an NBA title that way?
You know, GP, normally I say no, it can't happen. I'd look back to Golden State and say, you know, when they hunkered down defensively, they made changes. I think, you know, this is a team, and I normally would never throw this out, but they are so prolific offensively in spurts that if they can put it together, this is a team that can win a championship on the offensive end of the floor. Now, they may have to be a little gimmicky. You know, it may have to be your twos beating their threes or their, you know, their attack to the rim, their free throws, but ultimately, I believe the Nets are a team on all cylinders that can win on the offensive end. And I know we're thinking back to the Phoenix Suns couldn't get past the Spurs. And, you know, there are a number of teams that couldn't do it on that end. But, man, Kevin Durant is a different animal, GP. That's a whole different cup of tea right there, man.
Talking to Ryan Hollins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Meantime, LeBron did not play again last night. You know, the playoffs start next week. He might be in the play-in tournament. Are you concerned about LeBron James' ankle at this point?
I'd be lying to you if I said I wasn't. You know, I know LeBron at 50% is still a heck of a player, but, you know, what's scary is not necessarily the play-in game, but the longevity and the question of re-injuring the ankle. Or, you know, for people who don't know, what athletes, when you have a bad ankle, what happens? You overuse the other ankle. You know, you start to compensate. So, you know, that fear still is there. But, you know, if there's anyone that can bounce back, LeBron James is probably the most rehabbed and conditioned athlete I've ever played against or competed against. So it is a cause for concern. I think LeBron is, he's going to juice it up. He's going to play the ankle up a little more. But I expect him to be playing on all cylinders. I'd be very surprised if he can't come in, get back in the lineup, and be extremely effective. I'm talking about at a playoff level, because his IQ is so high. He knows how to think his way through the game. And when LeBron gets back, he's going to make the Carusos, KCPs, the Davises, and the Drummonds more comfortable once he's on the floor. So this is a team that is going to need others to step up. And when you know LeBron's passing it rather than scoring, those guys are going to be uber aggressive. We saw what AD did the other night.
Do you like the play-in tournament? I know that's been a controversial thing. Here in Memphis, people are excited about it because it gives the Grizzlies a realistic path to the playoffs. But, you know, obviously LeBron has spoken out against it. Luka spoke out against it. Where are you at on the existence of the play-in games?
I'm 50-50 as a fan, and I'm completely against it as a former player. You know, the grind of 82 games, even though fans don't want to see it and they don't feel like players play that hard, it just absolutely wears your body down. And when you've earned – a number one or number two seed, or you've locked in your playoff spot, it's time to rest, and you want your best to come forth in the playoffs. Now, in the spirit of load management, my guy, Mr. Kawhi Leonard, the commissioner had to step in and do something. So now all these games have more value. They mean something. Teams have to bring it down the stretch. You can't rest guys. And normally all the way down to the seventh and eighth spot, you know, once you've locked in and you've clinched in situations, you know, you can shut it down and be content. But these guys can't be content down the stretch. You know, LeBron James would be just resting up to the playoffs if they had been locked in, and he wouldn't care. We've seen him do it in the East in several moments and several times. So I'm 50-50, but I'll say even as a fan, I get it. These guys are playing harder. We're seeing more competitive games. But you tell me it wouldn't be an absolute travesty if LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers, who are title favorites, GP, title favorites, somehow by God's mercy get knocked out in the play-in game. You know, that would be astronaut. That would be horrific. And I'm sure the commissioner is going, well, darn, I'm sorry, LeBron. This wasn't for you. This was for the Memphises and the Portlands and the, you know, the Dallases, you know, and LeBron, you found your way, you know, by injury in this spot. So I get his frustration. I'm not big on it because all it takes is one big name to be knocked out, and I'm all away from it. But as a fan, I love that these guys are competing, GP. We're not just looking at these mediocre games.
I'm talking to Ryan Hollins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He is on Twitter at the Ryan Hollins. The Grizzlies and Warriors will play a big game on Sunday. It is likely to determine which team will finish eighth in the West, which team will finish ninth in the West. In other words, which team will be in the 7-8 play-in game as opposed to the 9-10 play-in game. That means the Grizzlies are going to have to figure out what to do with Steph Curry. As a former player, watching him play the way he plays and complicate things for defenses the way he complicates things for defenses, how unique is this? Is there anybody else who causes as many problems for the defense as Steph Curry seems to cause? Because I saw somebody break it down earlier today, and there are some teams now that are actually, you know, running two people at him the second he crosses half court, because if you don't, he'll pull. What exactly makes him so difficult to deal with?
GP, I played against Kobe Bryant. I played against LeBron James, you know, at his peak. I didn't play against Jordan. Played against Dame, but Steph Curry he brings different problems because you have to play different lineups to guard him. Your centers are there. If they're on a show and they can't be aggressive, they're sitting back on the ball, you're going to get sprayed. You've got to get in peculiar situations where you're disrespecting an NBA player, and you're going to be leaving a guy, certified player, wide but naked open because you got to run two at the ball. I remember one time Jamal Crawford got hot, and it was the one time I've seen it, and we were playing Chicago, and Tibbs was coaching in, who's now the coach with the New York Knicks. And Tibbs just started sending two people at Jamal Crawford as soon as he crossed half court. That's how hot he got. And that wasn't a normal thing, GP. Steph Curry seeing that early and often, and he's still getting his numbers. So it's scary, a guy that doesn't need to have his feet set, that can just kind of almost – it's almost like he's throwing the ball in the basket. That's hard to scout against because what happens, too, is the Cardinals sin is also foul a three-point shooter. And you play him so tight, you put him on the line for three, and that's arguably the worst foul in the game. But he takes you so far out of your comfort zone. It's something that I have never, ever, ever seen before, GP.
You mentioned Tom Thibodeau and the New York Knicks. They're now 38-31. They have secured a playoff spot. What do you make of Tibbs turning that franchise around so quickly and Julius Randle turning into what appears to be an all-NBA player?
All-NBA and for sure most improved, yeah. You know, even if he wants – I don't know, some guys see most improved as like a bad – like, you know, Luka was up for it last year, but it's like, dude, that's a badge of honor. It's not just for, you know, us, the lowly Ryan Hollinses of the world, you know. But, listen, man, I tell you one thing. Hats off to Tibbs because, you know, there were so many negative remarks that came. Oh, he practices guys too hard or, you know, he's too old school. He's too strict. He doesn't dig into his bench. But, you know, he's rejuvenated – New York basketball, and, you know, for an NBA coach, I want you guys to hear this as opposed to a college coach. An NBA coach has one job. Get on the same page with your stars and play in unison. Get your stars to play hard. You know, make them better. And Tom Thibodeau has done that with the Julius Randle. He's done that with the guys over there with the Knicks. And I tell you one thing, GP, New York has become an attractive destination for superstars to go out and play. They're going to get somebody within the next 2 years, either via trade or free agency, that's going to change the landscape in New York basketball, because now they're attractive. Now they're Los Angeles Clippers healthy organization. Now they're Brooklyn Nets healthy organization, where a superstar looks at them and says, I'm not going into chaos. And you love it from Tibbs. He's got the experience. Those guys are rolling, and Julius Randle sitting and sending us something, that player to player. You look at another guy, you know, the same way I looked at Chris Paul and Blake Griffin to take less money and play for the Clippers and say, man, I want to play with them. This could be a championship. Same way LeBron James looked at Kyrie Irving and Tristan Thompson and said, I could win a championship with those guys. That's what Julius Randle is giving you.
Wrapping up here with Ryan Hollins on 92.9 FM ESPN. Last thing before I let you go, I know a lot of things can change between now and even the middle of the playoffs. We don't know who will be healthy, who won't be healthy. But if I had to ask you for an Eastern Conference champion and a Western Conference champion right now, and ultimately, who will be the NBA champion, what would your answer be?
Lakers, Nets, and I think the Lakers would take it. You know, I'm going to assume that LeBron is healthy. I'm going to assume that the Nets have too much firepower for the Phillies, the Milwaukees, Bostons in the East. And ultimately, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. And even though the firepower is there, LeBron James is going to be able to think his way through that matchup, you know, against Kevin Durant and James Harden and those boys. And LeBron James is a master at in playing against playoff tempo, you know, and playing at his pace. You know, we've seen him walk the damn ball up the floor, GP, you know, when needed, and to push it, you know, when he didn't when he had to. So I think it will be the Los Angeles Lakers, barring health. And LeBron James, I've seen this dude's back against the wall too many times, GP, and him come out roaring like a lion. There's no doubt in my mind a reason why they call that man the king, because, I've seen it from LeBron James before, and he's come out shining. And he's got a team that may not be the best that he's had, but they're definitely qualified.
That is Ryan Hollins, former NBA player, current media star. If you're not following him on Twitter, you should. It's at the Ryan Hollins, at the Ryan Hollins. Brother, I always appreciate your time. Thank you for being here. I hope to catch up with you again real soon.
I appreciate you, GP. You on fire, man. Don't let me cool you out, man. You need to turn up right now, man.
I'm all good, baby. Hey, it's good to talk to you, brother. I'll see you.
All right, talk soon, GP.
All right, baby. That's Ryan Hollins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Lakers, Nets. I want Grizzlies, Nets. That's what I want.
Well, yeah.
I want Grizzlies, Nets, mm-hmm. Obviously. But if you can't have Grizzlies, Nets, if you won't allow me that, Lakers, Nets, man.
Agreed.
That'd be awesome.
I think it's going to be a little tough for the Lakers.
You would get LeBron. Think about how many sure bet future Hall of Famers.
Oh, yeah.
LeBron, AD.
You got at least
KD,
five. Yeah.
James, Kyrie, at least five.
Yep.
At least. And I know LeBron's 36 years old, but he still plays at an extremely high level.
Sure.
He's not technically in his prime, but he's still in everybody else's prime. So the other four guys are very much in their prime. And LeBron's LeBron. He's the king.
Yeah, I kind of disagree with his point about the play-in when it comes to the Lakers, just because they're going to get two shots, and I just don't – if they really are contenders, they're not losing back-to-back play-in games.
I don't think so, but it's possible, and it would be – I don't even think Adam Silver would deny this. It'd be bad for business to not have LeBron James in the playoffs.
There is no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. I just if they're contenders and if he's healthy, I don't see him losing two of those games back to back.
I don't either. Like what the NBA wants right now is for LeBron to figure out a way to get in that top six.
Yeah.
For the Lakers to get there.
Get
there. And at you know they're going to finish no worse than seventh. That's mm-hmm. already established. So worst case scenario, you're seven. And then you got to win one game before you lose two. And both of them are at home in Staples Center. If you were to lose the first one.
Yeah.
So just like don't lose two home games.
Right.
And the second one would be, I mean, based on the standings right now, it would be what? Lakers Warriors in that first game.
Mm-hmm. And then.
Okay, win that one. But if you don't.
Lakers Spurs, right?
Be Lakers Grizzlies.
Okay.
Because Grizzlies would be the nine, right, based on where we're at right now. So the Grizzlies would play the Spurs at home, and then the Grizzlies would be supposed to win that game.
Oh, right.
So then it would be Grizzlies. And with all due respect to the Grizzlies and the Klay Thompson-less Warriors, if you're LeBron and AD and you're the Lakers and you can't beat one of those teams at home, then, like, just shut up.
Right.
You should have done it.
You should have done that anyways.
Although, in fairness, we don't know what LeBron's ankle is going to look like.
It's true.
He's not playing. You know? Like, the play-in game is next Tuesday or Wednesday if he's in it. And he ain't played.
I'm fired up for it. I got to be honest. Like, I think the play-in's cool just for the simple fact that, like, I think Jeff even said it on his show today, like, you're basically getting, like, game sevens the first week of the playoffs. Like, it's like you just jump right into the thing. Like, you get massive games the first week before the actual playoffs even start.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love the play-in scenario. I love that I'd rather the Grizzlies be, you know, one day, hopefully we're talking about the Grizzlies trying to lock up the one seed in the West as opposed to trying to get all the way up to
right.
eight so you can play in the 7-8 game as opposed to the 9-10 game. But whatever, we are where we are right now with a 21-year-old second-year player leading the whole thing, and it's fun.
It is.
It's fun.
I'm ready.
It'd be more fun if we could put 18,000 people inside FedEx Forum. We're moving that direction. We're moving that direction.
We are.
Big announcement from the CDC earlier today. They said if you're vaccinated and you're with other vaccinated people, go indoors. Stay outdoors. Take your mask off. Get shoulder to shoulder. We don't care anymore. You're safe. Incredible news. We'll talk about it next.
At Kroger, everything we sell is guaranteed fresher than fresh because our associates constantly check to make sure everything is at the peak of freshness. That means peeking at the peaches, spying on the steaks, and delving deep into the dairy department. So everything we sell is guaranteed fresh or we'll make it right. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get ready for the road and earn 2x the fuel points when you shop Thursdays through Sundays with your digital coupon. Restrictions apply. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Did you know Willis Carrier invented the modern air conditioning system in 1902? Since then, a lot has changed, but one thing that hasn't is being comfortable in your home. Choate's prides itself in creating the most comfort possible with each one of our customers' HVAC systems we install. We believe the best system on the market today is the Carrier Infinity System. This system has the ability to save up to 50% or more on your utilities compared to your existing HVAC system and is tailored to enhance your comfort with its state-of-the-art green speed technology. Right now, Carrier is offering up to 72 months, no interest financing, or rebates of up to $1,650 on a new Carrier Infinity system. Don't miss this limited time offer to have a more comfortable home and save money on your utility bills. Give us a call today at 347-8086 or visit us at choateshvac.com for more information. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
You know what feels great? Paying off high-interest credit cards, getting a lower rate, and saving money. And that's exactly what you can do with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. That's lower than the average credit card interest rate of more than 18% APR. Plus, there are no fees, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Now, check this out. Just for my listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Gary. That's LightStream.com/Gary. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Gary for more information.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
Hey, I'm Brian. As an aspiring baker, I've got a lot of secret ingredients. But my best one yet? Metro by T-Mobile. Metro gave me and the family high-speed data for only $25 a line for 4 lines and covered the switching fees. Plus, they threw in 4 free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can post pictures of my latest bakes and get out the word so the whole town knows I'm whipping up something sweet. How's that for stretching some serious dough?
You work hard for your money. With Metro by T-Mobile, it goes further. This tax season, there's 0 fees to switch. Right now, enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines with taxes and fees included. Plus 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless.
I'm Brian, and that's how I rule my day with Metro by T-Mobile.
All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in price. 0 fee on select phones. Limit 1 free phone per line with port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Whether you're driving for distance, pitching for precision, or putting to win it all, come to Edwin Watts Golf Shop to get custom fit for all your clubs throughout your bag. Hit a few balls and let our team show you the latest swing technology and data that will help optimize your game. Having each club tailored to become your gamers will help you start shooting lower scores. Let Edwin Watts Golf Shops help you make every shot the perfect one. Come in and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The God Killer, this Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the car dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the car dealer. The last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God digger. Tell me as a Bob that the God don't need a job, and if I did, the oligarchs would be missing, murdered, and wrong. This is Bonaparte, and he paid with Tucson, and they went on a world conquest, tearing your Bonaparte. Michael remained murderous, but still virtuous. Wait to kill the petty, you found out the church services. Not a holy man, but a moral in my perversion. So I support the sex workers unionizing their services.
Says you love me, hey. I'm guessing I'ma be okay. Say that you'll feel me now. I feel like I'ma live somehow.
Love never meant much to me. Love never meant much to me.
Jeff Hawkins is a dog owner. Gonna join me in the next segment. A little bit after 5 o'clock, but right now I got 4 stories I'd like to discuss.
4 notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's 4 notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can forego their mask and social distancing in many indoor situations. Here's a statement from CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Today, CDC is updating our guidance for fully vaccinated people. Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing. If you are fully vaccinated, you can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic, end quote. How great is that?
Okay,
news?
That's awesome.
Take your mask off, Bennett.
It's off. I'm not wearing it.
My mask is off, too.
Mm-mm. Mask off.
Mask off.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's get. You want to get shoulder to shoulder with me in a minute?
I'm down.
Next commercial break. Let's get shoulder to
you
shoulder.
Want to?
Maskless.
Okay. I'm in.
The CDC says it's fine now.
That's great news, actually.
It is, in all seriousness, terrific news. So we can stop fighting about a lot of the stuff that we've been fighting about. Now, there is the caveat that, you know, when you are around nothing but other fully vaccinated people, and so that still creates some issues with restaurants and arenas because you're not going to be around nothing but other
right.
fully vaccinated people unless nothing but other fully vaccinated people are the only people allowed in the place, which, again, for the millionth time, I'm completely in favor of. Completely in favor of. I know they're not going to do it. So just let me preface everything I'm about to say with that. I know they're not going to do it. But what I wish they would do at FedEx Forum for next week's play-in game, whatever that looks like, is say that we're putting 18,000 people in FedEx Forum to greet Steph Curry, if Steph Curry is mm-hmm. indeed in Memphis next week. But you cannot enter without proof of a vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test taken within the previous 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wish they would do. I'm for it. I put it on Facebook just to see the responses.
How'd that go?
About the way you would think.
Yeah.
It's, and I say this as respectfully as I can say it, but it has been a reminder this afternoon that the overwhelming majority of people on Facebook have no idea what they're talking about anything. Like, I'll be completely honest with you. If I'm scrolling Facebook and I see an intense debate happening about hedge funds, I just sit it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know enough about it. So why would I jump in there and pretend that I know enough about it? And it will never make sense to me that more people don't take that exact approach. I don't get into arguments with people unless I feel like I know what I'm talking about. But I can't tell you how many people love to jump on Facebook pages and argue with people when they don't have any idea what they're talking about. There's this one guy, because that was my suggestion. And oh, by the way, let me tell you why that would be my suggestion specifically. It's not because I'm worried about being around unvaccinated people. I was in a bar Friday night, restaurant first, then a bar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confident there were unvaccinated people in the bar. I don't care anymore.
Right.
I'm fully vaccinated. The vaccines work incredibly well. I feel comfortable. I feel safe. The doctors, the scientists, all the smart people in the country tell me I'm safe. I'm going to assume that I'm safe. I'm living my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I'm be worried about being inside FedEx Forum next to an unvaccinated person. That's not it at all. Here's the trick. The CDC says, within their guidelines, updated today, you are only, it's only recommended that you go maskless without distancing indoors, even in large groups, if it's only nothing but vaccinated people. So the only way you can create an arena filled with 18,000 people or even 12,000 people that is in line with CDC guidelines is to make sure all of the people inside are vaccinated. In theory, if you were to do that, you would be within CDC guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
But if you let anybody come in, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, suddenly you're not within CDC guidelines anymore. Now you still got to have distancing, mask, all that stuff. So here's my point, and I don't even know how any smart person could argue against this. If my options, and I'm not saying these are the options, I'm just saying hypothetically, if they were the options, here's the options, GP. We can go 40% capacity in FedEx Forum next week with mask and social distancing. But vaccinated and unvaccinated people can come in. Just whoever wants to come can come. That's option A. Or option B is we can put 18,000 people in the building, but it's got to be 18,000 people with proof of vaccination. So you're going to have to show proof of vaccination to get in. I'm taking option B every time.
I think I am too.
And if the unvaccinated want to raise hell, let them. This is my new approach post-pandemic. And I know we're not post-pandemic, but we can see the finish line, I think. Here's my new approach to all this stuff. Stop catering to them. Stop being polite to them.
Right, because I think what we're going to end up finding, GP, is that as this goes along and restrictions keep being lifted more and more, I think you're going to find that people who are being stubborn about this are just going to end up going and getting a vaccine.
I don't care about them. I mean this as sincerely as I can say it. I don't care about them anymore. I don't care at all. I don't care about their feelings. I don't care about their health. It's on you in this market if you're not vaccinated. Whatever happens from this point forward, it's on you. And if you don't want to get vaccinated, fine with me. I don't care. But you're the only thing keeping us from putting 18,000 people in FedEx Forum. If everybody would have done what they were supposed to do by now, we could be back to normal by now. But this nonsensical hesitation is holding things up. So I'm saying eliminate those people. It's not illegal. It's not even unusual. It is happening right now in other places, at Mets games, at Yankees games, at Warriors games. It's not a radical idea. And yet you'll have people who don't know what they're talking about jumping on Facebook to talk about it. Some guy actually prefaced his comment with this. He said, I'm not a lawyer, but seems like this would be unconstitutional. And I'm like, yeah, buddy, you're not a lawyer. you're definitely not a lawyer. It's not unconstitutional. It's not a violation of anything. If you were to actually make that the protocol, we can, and maybe not 100%, 80% capacity, whatever the number is, I don't care. but you're going to require vaccination, proof of vaccination to get an effects form for the plan, who would get mad about it? I'll tell you who. People I don't care about anymore. Is it legal? Yes. Is it something other places are doing? Yes. Then let's do it. Let's do it and have a good time. And let the weirdos yell. That's my new approach in May 2021. I don't care about those people anymore. You know, we lived in a world where the instructions were, well, you know, you have to be understanding of everybody's perspective. You got to be respectful. You know, everybody's opinion matters. No, none of that's true. Everybody's opinion does not matter. You got a scientist saying one thing and some dum-dum on Facebook saying another thing. The dum-dum's opinion doesn't matter. I'm listening to the scientist. Why do we have to cater to those people? Why do we have to be polite to those people? And I know I've got, like, friends or at least acquaintances right now listening right now going, well, man, I wonder if GP's talking about me. Yes, I'm talking about you. I think you're ridiculous. And I won't hesitate to say that out loud anymore. I think you're ridiculous. And if you were to yell about any of these things going into place, I would think you were ridiculous, A, and then B, I wouldn't care. So again, they won't do it. But boy, I wish they would. Either way, good news today. We're moving in the right direction. It's amazing how this works. Bennett, see if you can follow the timeline here. We get a vaccine. People start taking the vaccine. And now we're getting back closer to normal.
Yeah, it is interesting how that works out.
Isn't that amazing?
It is pretty amazing.
We lived through an incredible pandemic that's cost us hundreds of thousands of lives in this country. And then, amazingly, we get a vaccine. And then people start taking the vaccine. And now we can get back to doing the things that we used to want to do. Isn't that
it's pretty cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I think so.
Wish more people recognized how cool that was.
Story number two.
NFL schedule was released last night.
Yep.
The highlight, first off, Titans schedule. You're pro against it. Ooh, how you feel about it?
It's a little tough for my liking, I'll be honest with you. You know, I still think they're going to be good. I think they're going to have a chance to make the playoffs again, but it ain't easy.
So the big one, Tom Brady, back at Gillette Stadium, Foxborough, Buccaneers at Patriots week four. And I read a story about this today. The way these games get scheduled, it's not like NBC just gets to pick, you know, whatever we want in this week for Sunday night, that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They actually rank every pot. Like, the NFL makes it where, okay, these teams are playing these teams. We don't know exactly when yet, and we don't know where yet, and we don't know on what channel yet, but these are the games we're going to have. These teams are going to play these teams throughout the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're a network executive, you then rank those games. Like, what is the number? Like, if we could have any game on here, which one would we take? It's almost like a draft board. And then if we could have, okay, somebody else took that game. Now it's our turn to pick. What's the next best game we got? Okay, we'll take that game. And there's certainly requirements and guidelines, but, like, that's more or less how it works. And the point was, the number one game for every network was Brady against the Patriots.
Yeah.
Back in Foxborough. Like, that was the prize. That's the one everybody wanted. And it'll be Sunday Night Football on NBC in week four, and ticket prices have already went boom.
I'm sure.
I mean, like, upper deck nosebleed in a football stadium. More than $1,000 for a seat. That's where we're at right now. And there were ticket brokers today being quoted saying they predict that that week four game between the Bucs and Patriots in Foxborough will be the highest-priced average ticket for an NFL game in the history of the world outside of Super Bowls.
How about that? That seems – I wouldn't have thought that.
I actually would. That doesn't surprise me because games are just games. Like, that's not going to be the best game of the season.
No.
The Patriots probably going to stink. That's not the best game. But games are just games. Games are fun, and the good ones are good. The bad ones are bad. But games are just games.
Mm-hmm.
That's an event. That's a thing. Tom Brady coming back to Foxborough for the first time to play against the Patriots, probably for the only time in his career. Why wouldn't that be the highest priced ticket for an NFL game in history outside of Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
What's more exciting than that? Watching Tom Brady walk onto that field. Watching Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have a moment, either pregame or postgame or both. Those are the things I love. I can enjoy a good baseball game, basketball game, football game. I do it every day. What I enjoy more is moments, big things. You know, we've missed out on a lot of those things in the pandemic. Like, what would Kevin Durant's first game back at Golden State look like with a full arena? You know, what would any of these, return to where you once were situations? LeBron back in Cleveland for the first time was an amazing event. I mean, it was nasty and crazy, but It was an amazing event. And this one, it won't be ugly at all. It'll be standing ovation for Tom Brady and a tribute video and the whole thing. Like, they appreciate him as opposed to hate him the way Cleveland, the first time LeBron left, hated LeBron James. So this will be nothing but hugs and kisses and appreciation, but it'll still be a massive moment. So congrats to NBC for getting that one, because it'll probably be a ratings bonanza.
Story number three.
John Calipari got a 5-star point guard last night. Ty Washington committed to the Wildcats, and he projects as the starter from day one. You know, there's a lot of reasons why Kentucky sucked last season. Mm-hmm. A lot of reasons. Yeah. Some of it was pandemic-induced. But among those reasons, it was the first time in a long time John Calipari got caught with a roster without a 5-star